Business Rock Hill, brought to you by Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.
This week on Business Rock Hill, the Upper Palmetto YMCA is in new hands as Kirk Ike has taken over from Mo Bell as CEO. Ike has been in town for the past several weeks as the Y discusses their future during the pandemic. He said these are trying times.
Let's say the governor decides to open up on May 15th. Well, does that mean the Y opens? And if we do open, what does that look like? And we have, 14 facilities plus a resident camp. Do we open just select facilities? The thing that we're going to try to do is, what are other YMCAs doing? What's going on locally, related to COVID?
He is excited to see how the Y can help the community.
That's when YMCAs are at their best, when crisis hits, and it's going to be a true test of our character and our resources and our staff and our board, and so we're excited. Obviously, unlike anything I've ever experienced or probably anything anybody alive has experienced, so what I'm going to tell our staff is just take it one day at a time and do the best we can do with the information that we have at hand.
Bell served as CEO for the past 28 years before announcing his intentions to retire.
But Kurt will make the important decisions. All of these aggravating things were talking about. When do you open? What do you open? What staff do you bring back?
Meanwhile, Bell will be serving in his new role as ambassador.
Conversation to him has been and will be, anything I can do to help, let me know. If you need to ask me anything, fine. But I'm not going to get in his way either.
That's right.
A fine line of allowing him to do it his way, but also being available to help when requested. My role will be to get him introduced to the community and to help the construction of the Indianland YMCA, which is sort of at the eighth inning of a nine-inning game.
And that's this week's Business Rock Hill.
Business Rock Hill is heard Wednesdays here on WRHI 100.1 FM, brought to you by the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.